May God's grace, His peace, His abundant, rich mercy be yours in Christ Jesus, the one who is the vine, and we are the branches. Amen. Our text is John 15. The words of Christ there, our gospel. Let us pray as we continue this day to consider the word of our God. We pray, Lord, pour out the Holy Spirit upon your people. Open our ears, open our minds, open our hearts to receive your holy word with faith, with confidence, with strength and power to bear fruit. All this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. In, out, and up. I'll do hand motions. In, out, up. Can you do that with me, congregation? It's not hard. In, out, up. Very good. What are we doing, Pastor? Are we doing some exercises in church? Well, if you're asleep, maybe we got to do that. Not an exercise for your body today, but an exercise for your mind and your heart. In, out, up, I suggest, is a great summary of the Christian life. We're Christians. I pray all of us are here. We're baptized. We believe in Jesus. What's it mean to follow Christ? What's the Christian life all about? I suggest a good summary is in, out, up. It's a good summary of the gospel lesson, John 15. In, out, up. That's our Christian life. Let me explain. First of all, the Christian life, above all the Christian life, is summarized by the little word in. I-N. In. It's a very, very important word in all the Bible. It's a very, very important word in your gospel lesson. You can do a quick count, I may be wrong, but in 8 verses here, John 15, 1 to 8, that little preposition in occurs at least 9 times. Very important little word. Abide in me. I in you. You in me. My word in you. Abide in me. In. Christ says, I am the vine, you're the branches. How are they connected? The branch is not just near the vine. The branch is not just in the vicinity of the vine. The branch is not just around the vine or close to the vine. If a branch is only near or around the vine, it's dead. No matter how close it is, it's dead. The branch must be, congregation, in the vine. And the vine in it. In. This illustration is very vivid to teach us the close relationship that we have with Jesus if we're Christians. Again, it's not just being near Him now and then, around Him, in the vicinity of Jesus, knowing a couple things. It's this close, intimate union with Jesus. He in me, giving life to me, like a vine to a branch, and I in Him. Can't hardly get any closer than that. In. You know, I heard a study this week on the radio of teens texting. Do you know how many times an average teen will text on a day? Teenagers now. I was a bit surprised. I thought it was low. The average texting from a teenager is 60 times a day. Teenagers, is that about accurate? I know we had a gal drive back when we drove back from New Orleans from that trip. I think she texted about 3,000 times that day. Some boy she met. I won't mention her name. All right? 60 times a day. And actually, I heard where some guys are asking girls to proms by texting them. Come on, boys. You invite a girl to prom by texting her? In my day, Pat, is your day. You ask face-to-face. If you were too wimpy to that, you didn't get a prom date. My point being that, you know, we live in this age of all this communication, texting and emailing and Facebook and cell phones and every other thing we have out there. But it seems like maybe we've lost this personal, face-to-face, close relationship. Don't even have to see anybody. Just text them. Who are you? I just text you. Where's the personal, face-to-face connection of people? This is what God desires with us. Our God did not text us to tell us He loves us. He didn't email us. He didn't call us on the cell phone. Our God became one of us. He's in our skin. He became a man. He became one of us in us that we might be in Him. God became man personal that we might be like God in. Now you ask the question, how do I abide in Christ? Because if I don't, I'm going to die. A branch is broken off, it isn't in the vine, it dies. We all know that from gardening and just life. How do I abide in Him? To be real practical, This is what you do. You hear and hear and hear the word of God. You're doing it right now. Right now you are abiding in the vine. Because the vine is Christ and he abides in his word. And as we hear and hear and hear his word and hear of the cross and hear of resurrection and hear of forgiveness and hear of love and hear it again and again, there the power of the vine, the power of Christ, the strength of Christ is going into the branch to keep us in. What else do? We commune. We have Holy Communion, which we have all the time here. We'll have it after church for our members here. We commune, where we eat of the body and drink of the blood of Jesus. He's the vine. Where's the vine? The vine is at the table. And as we partake of communion, there the vine is giving us his nutrients, his strength, his life. He's pouring it into the branch to keep the branch strong and growing. So if you deny yourself the word of God, you deny yourself the sacrament, you're a branch cutting yourself off in the vine, you're going to die. And you're broken off and thrown into the fire. God has no use for you. This gospel's a great lesson on the importance of consistent worship. I don't know your worship practice. Some of you are very lazy. You hardly make it. Or you make it when your kids sing, which is quite pathetic that Christ can't bring you, your kid has to bring you. Come on. He is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Isn't the risen one enough for you to come all the time? To remain in him so you're not broken off and you die and you go to hell? The consistency of worship, of hearing regularly. Because if that branch doesn't get power and strength regularly from the vine, that's going to die. If you don't regularly hear the word of God, I'm not here to give a law. God's command is, remember the Sabbath, you know, it means every week. He didn't say remember the Sabbath when you feel like it, when it works in your schedule, or once a month. He said remember the Sabbath, which is weekly. We have it twice a week. Hearing the word, communing, that the power of the vine keeps me strong, my faith strong. You know, I heard here in Knoxville where one pastor on Easter Sunday, a few Sundays ago, obviously, on Easter Sunday, he greeted his congregation saying, Merry Christmas. He said, well, a lot of you I won't see till Christmas time, so I'll say Merry Christmas to you now. You know, it's pathetic. Worship attendance is down in the United States. It's decreasing in all denominations, pretty much. Less and less people going to church. What about you? You a branch that's dangling? You a branch that's almost halfway off? Maybe you've been broken off. He'll take you back. You can get reconnected real easy. Are you a strong branch? Are you in or are you just near, around? Something to consider. Out is the second part of the Christian life that comes from being in. We're in the vine and then we reach out bearing fruit. Out. Why are we here then? Why is a branch here? To look nice? We don't compliment branches on how nice they look. Branches bear fruit. They reach out. That's why we are here. We are in Christ, not just for ourselves. He's teaching us here, we're not just here for ourselves to be happy and content in Jesus and live my merry life. We're here for our neighbor. That's why we're left here. We're here to serve others like Philip in the first reading, to tell others, to love others, to bear fruit. And fruit doesn't go for the branch. The branch doesn't bear fruit for itself. It bears fruit for the world, for others. That's why we eat. That's why we're here, to give fruit to the world. And above all, the fruit is love, to love the world. We're always outwardly minded. Think of the fruits of the Spirit. What fruit am I supposed to bear, Pastor? Can you say the nine fruits of the Spirit? All right, real quick. Come on. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. And that's just a sample. There are many others. At the top of the list, though, is love, like John talks about in the epistle. Summarizes everything. Reach out with love. Love your neighbor. Love your enemy. Love all people. Love and love and love. The world needs love. We are here to love. That's what branches do. They bear fruit. A few more things on branches before I move on. But I just note about the characteristics of a branch. You know, branches are humble. Branches don't get a lot of attention for what they do. They're humble. They don't always look that good. They're just a branch. And so we bear fruit, but we're humble about it. We don't need attention for it. We just bear fruit. Secondly, branches are not thanked. When's the last time you thanked a tree or a branch for fruit? Oh, thank you, orange tree. Thank you, branch. We just take it. And so when we bear fruit and love people, we're often not thanked. That's okay. We're still connected to the vine. we bear fruit. It's often a thankless job. Thirdly, branches suffer quite a bit. The hail, the wind rough up a branch. And then you have squirrels that run all over branches, birds that peck on it, woodpeckers that peck on it. They get scratched up, nests are built in branches. They're ever kind of picked on and used. And so as branches, we're going to suffer. We're going to suffer right now. People will abuse us. Woodpeckers, squirrels, mean people will make fun of us, use us, walk on us, treat us like doormats at times. Misuse the fruit that we produce. That often happens too. When I was a kid, my dad loved for us to pick strawberries in Illinois. He was a farmer, and we loved straw. This is strawberry picking time, isn't it, about now? And he'd have all of us four boys, Busher boys, pick strawberries in the patch. We had to pick about, what is that little box called, a quart? Pick about five, six quarts. We loved lots of strawberries, to can them and all that stuff, freeze them, whatever you do. And we Busher boys, after a while, we get annoyed being out there in the strawberry patch. So what would we do? Hint, we were baseball players too. The strawberry became a baseball, okay? And we picked some, and it must be a big sloppy one that was old. Ah, you heave those around. And, of course, we got yelled at. But what would the strawberry plant say if they saw us picking strawberries and throwing them? Why are you using my fruit that way? I spent time producing this fruit, and you throw it around like it's nothing. You trample on it. And so sometimes we love people. We forgive people. We serve people. We're patient with people. They step all over it, and they misuse it. But guess what? We keep bearing fruit, and we keep bearing fruit, and we keep bearing fruit. And last thing I want to say on this before I move on to up. Are branches ever jealous of each other? You ever went to a tree and the branches are jealous of each other and they fight with each other? Doesn't matter how much fruit each branch produces. One branch may produce a whole bunch of fruit, the other one not very much. One's way up there, one's lower branch. They just produce fruit. They don't fight with each other and bicker and get jealous. Oh, you're producing more fruit than me. I'm jealous of you. I need to knock you off so I get more attention. And they're scattered all around the tree normally, too. They reach out in every direction, every height. That's a picture of the church. We all produce various fruits by the power of the vine. Some more love, some more patience, some more self-control, some more kindness and everything else. Don't become jealous of each other. Look at all the good works they do and I don't do them. Don't fight with each other. Be jealous of each other. Reach out in every direction with the fruits that you bear. And bring glory to the vine, Jesus. That's the church. Humble servants that love each other. And there's in, there's out, and then what is there? Up. Perhaps the best part of all. Up. For how high is the vine now? The vine's all the way up in heaven. See, this is Jesus, the Son of God. He's already in heaven. He's the vine in heaven, but he's here on earth too. He's the vine that connects heaven and earth. He's in heaven, he's there on earth. And we branches, because he's already up in heaven, ascended, we're going to ascend to and go up. That's the final goal. We're all going to go up. Now we're in him, now we reach out, humble branches, but one day we're going to be up in heaven in glory forever and ever. My favorite little show when I was growing up as a boy was the half-hour show, Black and White, Superman. Who likes Superman? The half-hour black and white show. And what does Superman say whenever he starts to fly? Up, up, and away. Up, up, and away. And so when that came on, I put on my cape and get out my T-shirt with an S on it, stand on the top of the couch. What would I say? Up, up, and away. But what would happen? It would be down, down on the ground instead after about a second. Bang, and then Mom and Dad would yell, quit jumping off the couch. You're not Superman. One day we will go up, up, and away. Now, on this earth, we are down, down on the ground with struggling people, giving them the fruit of our love and God's love. It can be hard. Branches have a pretty tough life, really. One day we will go up, up, and away. Not because we're super. Because Jesus is super. He's our Savior. He died for all of our sins, all of them. He rose again on Easter and conquered sin, death, and hell for each and every one of us. No matter who we are, what we've done, there's forgiveness, there's his love, there's grace, there's heaven for all who would believe and be baptized. Believe that. One day we will go up, 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 and away into heaven, into paradise. That's the future of the branch. Hand motions again. Come on, do it with me. In, out, up. That's the Christian life. May God bless us branches. Amen.